Tonight's message is, Lord, what are you wanting me to do? Lord, what are you wanting me to do? And as I was thinking and praying about what I should share with you tonight, I sensed it was this message. Lord, what are you wanting me to do with my life? Friends, I'm here to encourage you tonight that you are not on this earth by accident. You are not an accident going somewhere to happen. You are not a mistake. Maybe somebody in your childhood, somebody in an adult relationship, maybe in a marriage, somewhere told you that you were a mistake or an accident going somewhere to happen. Well, that person was being inspired of the devil, who is a liar and the father of lies. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm here to encourage you tonight that God has got a plan, He's got a purpose and a destiny for your life. Say it with me tonight. God has got a plan, a destiny, and a purpose for my life in Jesus' name. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that you can start taking baby steps toward the purpose and destiny God has got for your life beginning in 2015, January of 15. And we're going to read tonight from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. It's about Saul's conversion experience. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. And it says this. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. Verse 4 of Acts 9. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. Saul, his Hebrew name, was a persecutor of Christians. And in verse 1 of Acts 9, it says he was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, against those who belonged to the way. You see, Saul thought he was doing God a service by persecuting Christians. In his ignorance, he thought he was doing God a service, but he was actually living in what? He was actually committing what? In breathing out murderous threats and persecuting followers of the way, he was actually living in sin. He was committing sin. He was acting wickedly in sin. And when Jesus asked him why he was persecuting him, he was convicted of his sin. And the first steps towards a saving conversion from sin is conviction of sin. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that God has given you 24 gifts every day. 24 golden box cards every single day. What has God given you? God has given you this gift called the resource called time. How are you using this resource called time that God has given you? Let me ask you that tonight. Think about it. How are you using this resource called time that God has made you steward and manager over? Let me ask you, are you sitting here daily, weekly, monthly, maybe just twiddling your thumbs, you know, having a pity party? Why has this happened to me in my life? Why did this person do this thing to me? I can't believe she said that about me. So you might be sitting here every day twiddling your thumbs, wallowing in low self-esteem, having a pity party. How are you using this resource called time that God has made you manager over? Are you just sitting around drinking, you know, doing drugs? Are you just sitting around meddling in other people's affairs, gossiping? What are you doing with this resource called time, this gift that God has given to you? You know, one day at the judgment seats, we're all going to have to give an account to God of how we used our lives, of how we managed the resources He gave to us. You see, Saul was sinning against God by breathing out murderous threats against the Christians, by persecuting the Christians. And in some ways, if we misuse the time that God has given us, we are, in a sense, sinning against Him. Is that making sense here tonight? And maybe like in Saul's situation, God has been having a conversation with you. Jesus was having a conversation with Saul. Acts chapter 9, verse 4. Saul, Saul, he says, why do you persecute me? And then Saul responds, who are you, Lord? Saul asked. So Jesus is having this conversation with Saul. And my question to you tonight is this. Has Jesus, has God been having a conversation with you by His Spirit? Has he been talking to you? Has He been telling you that He's got something for you to do with your life? That He's got a special plan, a purpose, a destiny for you? Maybe to be a business owner, to produce funds to advance the kingdom of God. Maybe He's got for you a ministry of helps. Maybe He's got for you to be a teacher of the word. Maybe to be a nurse, to be a business owner. I don't know what it is. But has Jesus, has God been having a conversation with you like He was having with Saul? Has God been speaking with you? Has He been telling you today is the day to start taking baby steps towards the bigger thing, the plan, the destiny that He has for your life? In Acts 9, verse 6, the King James Version has this. Saul saying, Lord, what will Thou have me to do? Lord, what will Thou have me to do? When Saul said this to Jesus, what did it show Jesus? When he said to Jesus, Jesus, what wilt thou have me to do? What did it show? What did it demonstrate in Saul's life?
Willingness.
Willingness, humility, his submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ. He was starting to submit his life to the lordship of Jesus Christ. And friend, this is the first step in fulfilling what God has for your life. Submission to the lordship of Jesus. Maybe in your life, up until this point, maybe you've been in charge of your life, doing what you want to do at any point of the day, saying what you want to say, doing with your body what you want to do. But the first step in fulfilling God's plan, God's destiny, God's specific purpose for your life is to submit yourself to the lordship of Jesus, to start submitting yourself to the lordship, to the headship of Christ in your life. That shows humility. The Word of God says that God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Maybe tonight you're confused in darkness about the direction your life is to take. Maybe you're confused. You're like, man, this is 2015. It's January. It's the beginning of the year. What direction is my life to take? Remember, you're not a mistake. You're not an accident going somewhere to happen. So you need to do what Saul did. You need to pray to God and say, God, what are you wanting me to do with my life? That's what Saul said. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? God, what are you wanting me to do with my life starting in 2015? And when Saul asked Jesus that question, what did Jesus do? Jesus responded in verse 6. He said, get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. When you pray to God and you ask God, God, what is it? What direction is my life to take? I'm here to tell you tonight, I guarantee you that if you pray to God, God will respond to your prayer. God will start speaking to you about the steps He's wanting you to take to fulfill the purpose and the plan and the destiny that He has for your life. Remember, God is giving you these 24 gifts every day, 24 hours. He's giving you this resource called time. Are you being a godly steward, a godly manager over the time that He has given you? Or are you just wasting it away? We're all going to have to give an account to God one day about how we use the time that He gave to each and every single one of us. So we agree. Jesus responded to Saul, right? He said, get up, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And I'm here to tell you tonight, when you cry out to God and say, God, what are you wanting me to do with my life? God will respond to you like Jesus responded to Saul. How does Jesus speak? How does God speak today? As New Testament believers. You may not hear His voice audibly, like Saul heard the voice of Jesus, but He will speak to your spirit. How many here have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you? If you have Jesus in your life, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So God is going to speak to you in the coming days and weeks and months with the still small voice of the Spirit. Now we're going to turn to 1 Kings 19 for just a few minutes. Concerning the prophet Elijah. He had had false prophets killed, and Jezebel the queen was after him. And so basically in 1 Kings 19, verse 9, Elijah, in fear of Jezebel, is hiding in a cave. 1 Kings 19, 9, and the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. God didn't speak through the winds. God didn't speak through the earthquake. God didn't speak through the fire. He spoke to Elijah how? With a still, small whisper. And God is going to speak to you concerning the plan and the destiny for your life with a still, small, gentle whisper of the Spirit inside your heart. He's going to let you know what He's wanting you to do. If God is wanting you to take a certain direction with your life, maybe you might be asking God, "Should I move to such and such a city?" If God is saying yes, you'll have a peace on the inside that surpasses any human understanding. You know, if God is saying no, you'll have turmoil. You won't have that peace on the inside. Recently, I bought a house in Tulsa, and it was a very difficult process this year. My wife and I looking for a house for the last 6 months, and finally had a contract on a house, and I was having my real estate agent let me into the house. I think it was in November of 2014. I had to go there to take care of something. And while I was in that house, because I was having some doubts, it's like the Spirit of God on the inside of me gave me this peace that surpassed any human understanding while I was standing in the hall of that house. It was like God was saying, "This is the house I have prepared for you. Be in peace, Jonathan. This is it." And we closed on the house on December 8th. We've been remodeling it, and it's the house that God has given to us. I feel very good about it. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God wants to lead you with the same still small voice of the Spirit of peace on the inside of you. If God is saying yes, if God is giving you direction to go a certain way, you'll have peace on the inside. Is that making sense here tonight?
Yes.
You may not hear the audible voice of God, but you can hear the still, small, sweet voice of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. What is another way in which God will speak to you concerning His plan, His direction for your life, and the steps you're to start taking this year? Another way that God will speak to you is how? Anybody have any ideas? We've got the still, small voice of the Spirit. Number two, we've got what? Turn to Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, it's talking about the Word of God. The Word of God will lead, guide, and direct you. Psalm 119, 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." God wants to speak to you concerning His plan, His purpose for your life through His written Word. What does it say? Psalm 119, 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." You might be in some darkness concerning God, concerning direction for your life. You may be in some confusion concerning the direction your life is to take. Go to the Word of God. The Word of God is like a lamp. It's like a light. It's like a flashlight. It will make the path clear for your life. God will speak to you through His written Word. Is that making sense here tonight?
Yes.
Maybe you're dealing with anger towards somebody who's offended you. You're just upset, you're angry, you can't believe this person did this to hurt you. And so you remember what you read in God's Word about forgiving those who have offended you just as God in Christ forgave us. And the Word of God is full of forgiveness. Let the Word of God speak to you in so many different areas of your life. So number two, God can speak to you how? Through His written Word. Then God can speak to you through a respected person in your life. Maybe from the pulpit. Somebody who's a pastor, an evangelist, person who's close but somewhat distant from you. God can speak through that person into your life. Is that making sense here tonight?
Yes.
And so, once God starts speaking to you about His direction for your life, about His plan for your life, about the steps you're to start taking with your life towards the thing that He has for you, you just need to start taking baby steps. Maybe you're called by God to teach His Word to groups of people. Well, start one-on-one discipling someone. Find a Timothy. You know, maybe you're to start a business or become a nurse, then do what? Start filling out college applications. If you feel in your heart that you're to become a nurse, that you're to be a business owner, something that requires a degree, then start being diligent. Start filling out applications for college study. Maybe you're feeling on the inside that you're to be a contractor. Start a contracting company one day that'll produce resources to advance the kingdom of God. Then start interviewing now. Start taking the steps, interviewing to work for a contractor starting this week. You know, if you're called to assist and help others in a church setting, maybe you're called to assist in a church setting. You're called to help the pastor. Then start right here at the shelter. You can help take down chairs. You can help put chairs up. Is that making sense? Taking baby steps towards the bigger thing that God has for your life. Maybe God has for you to get married. Well, if God has got for you to get married, start by dating a godly woman in a godly way starting this week. Is that making sense here tonight? But you've got to hear from what God is saying for your life. Remember, you're not a mistake. You're not an accident. Let me ask you this to close it off tonight. Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Where is the wealthiest place in this world? You may have heard this before. Don't repeat it if you know. But where is the wealthiest place in this world? Anybody have any ideas?
Israel.
Anybody else? Okay. He said it. The graveyard. The graveyard is the wealthiest place in the world. Why is that? Why is the graveyard the wealthiest place in the world? Because there is a wealth of untapped potential in the graveyard. The graveyard has a wealth of untapped potential. People that should have been business owners that never did. People that should have been nurses that never became nurses. People that should have started Christian universities in other cities and countries that never did. People that should have been preachers for the kingdom of God that never preached. People that should have taught God's word that never taught. There is a wealth of untapped potential in the graveyard. I don't want to be another graveyard statistic. How about you? Start managing wisely this resource of time that God has entrusted into your hands. Don't just waste it away. Start praying to God like Saul did and say, God, what is it that you're wanting me to do with my life? Say it with me tonight. God,
what is it
that you are wanting me to do with my life? In Jesus' name. Amen. And you know, asking God is good, but that's not enough. God will speak to you, like as I said earlier, through the still small voice, through His written word, through a respected minister. God will speak to you. That's half the battle right there. The other half is doing what? Is acting on what God is telling you to do. God will give you His courage. God will give you the bravery to go forward with the greater thing that He has got for your life. Amen? But you got to listen to the sweet, small voice of the Spirit. Could it be that so many people in the graveyard never fulfill their potential because they never prayed to God, never asked God His direction? Or maybe they heard from God and never acted on what God was telling them to do? I don't want to be there one day. How about you? There is a wealth of potential in this room here tonight. Will you tap into the potential that God has for your life? You're not just to twiddle your thumbs all day, remember. You're not here to just wallow in self-pity. You're not here to just meddle in other people's affairs and gossip or abuse your body with drugs and alcohol. All right? God has got something special for you to do. Amen? Remember, we're all going to stand before God one day and give an account of our lives. I want him to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. How about you? Amen? Amen?